back again on the September 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. And Mike, we're going to switch our gears a little bit here. See what I did there?
Switch the gears. Switch gears. Downshift.
Downshift. We talk a lot. 85% of this program deals with the legal side of things as far as the criminal side of things in
your
office.
What's the other 15%?
That would be what we're talking about right now. And
well,
what
percentage are we attributing to Star Wars then? If we talk 85 about criminal stuff and 15 about civil stuff, then we don't talk about Star Wars at all.
Well, that's the thing.
You were just criticizing me earlier about
it. It is so minuscule.
Okay.
That it cannot be picked up on a pie chart.
Is it might be down to nanograms?
We talk about like 3 nanograms of Star Wars per show.
Okay.
Is that acceptable?
That is unacceptable, but okay. I will live with the decision.
We do have things on the county side to talk about, Mike, and I deal with a little bit of this stuff. Some of what the city commission does will cross paths on the county side of things, but county liens and county taxes, which I don't know if this conversation will get there, but a lot of that ended up being critical or important anyways to the development south of town with the Southtown Addition, which is now a city property.
Right, and, you know, that's what people don't know a lot about or what we do. You know, we talk about the criminal stuff, but civil stuff, you know, important to the counties. County gets liens. County's in charge of collecting taxes. But, you know, the funny thing about the taxes is if you live in the city of Huron, the county's in charge of collecting those taxes and distributing them, but the county actually gets the smallest piece of that pie. I mean, the school gets the biggest, the city gets a bigger share, and then the county is coming in there third. The townships get a little bit. Out in the county, it's the same thing. The school gets the most, then the county, then the townships. And then you have, like, the watershed and the water district gets a little bit of that tax dollar. But, you know, where does your tax dollar go? What happens when you don't pay your taxes? Those are all things that we in the county deal with. And I do spend some of my time dealing with that. You know, we have a good treasurer that is in charge of the tax deeds. We have, you know, a good auditor that's doing that, registered deeds that do the liens. We have a welfare director. You know, anytime the county makes a payment on behalf of somebody, the county gets a lien against that person. I think the last note, I think we had just over about $6 million in liens that people owe the county. I mean, and if you look at that in context of what the county does, if we collected all those liens, we wouldn't have to tax, the county wouldn't have to tax anybody in 1 year, because that's about what the county's operating budget is in a year, is around that mark.
So how are you able to actually, or at least how do you try and recover that lien money?
Well, there's different things that we can do. Usually when we get a lien, it attaches to the person. But that means that also if they own anything, like property is generally where it goes. So if you own something, you try to sell it, or we could foreclose a lien on property. In my number of years, we've never foreclosed a lien on anybody's property. The county's never done that. But we have collected liens in the fact that we will, when someone tries to sell their property, it comes up, and then in order to sell that property with good title, they have to pay the lien off. So we've done some of that. We do send some liens out to collection. We give them to a collection company to try to go out and collect them, but part of their process isn't to foreclose or to take somebody's property, but they can get a judgment, and then they can get a garnishment, and then they collect that for the county. They pay the county back what we paid, and then we have to obviously subtract that from the lien.
Now, you talked about the, what'd you say, about $6 million in liens that
outstanding
are
liens outstanding or liens. Debts, yeah.
So when you look at that number and you compare it to the conversation that's been had in the county for a number of years regarding funding for roads and bridges, those sorts of things, is if that money was around, would this money situation be an issue for the county, or are the costs of the roads and things just that expensive that there would still be an issue getting roads and bridges dealt with even if you were able to recover all of that lien money?
Yeah, I mean, that $6 million is from the county since the county's been in existence. So that's accumulated over a number of years. you know, in any given year, we probably establish new liens in, you know, $250,000. So if we collected all that money that we're paying out back, you know, it's about, you know, 5% of the budget that we're paying out, you know, because we pay poor relief. We give out medical bills if a person doesn't have insurance. And now with Obamacare, there's a lot fewer of those. A lot of people who have insurance that didn't. So that saves the county some money. But we still pay out, you know, I think in 1 year we paid out $150,000, $200,000 in that. But some years we pay out $20,000 or $30,000. The other liens we get are court-appointed attorney's fees. That's a huge expense. We budget about $250,000 for court-appointed attorney's fees every year. And then also jail costs. So anytime we send someone to jail, we get a lien against that individual. So that's a majority of where those liens come from, the poor relief, the court-appointed attorneys, and the jail costs.
I don't want to throw you on the spot here because I just thought of this as we were talking about it, but you were talking about the poor relief and the medical bills and such and how the Affordable Care Act has affected any of that. What kind of savings, if you can recall, has that provided for the county?
Yeah, and I wouldn't be able to tell you. That would be a good question for my welfare director. She'd probably be able to tell you. But it hasn't made a great impact, but you do see fewer claims coming through and fewer large claims. What you've seen is that it gives the people that didn't have insurance before the ability to go out and get insurance. But there's still a lot of people that can't afford the insurance or don't do that we still have to pay for. I think as it goes forward, I think you'll see less and less of that. And so I don't know that we significantly saw a decline since that's come out, but overall, I think that eventually you will see less and less of that as we move forward.
The wheel tax, as we talk about taxes and such, the wheel tax, the county commission voted to, I guess, increase the wheel tax. Right. However, that decision has been now referred to a vote of county voters, correct?
Right, and that's the process. In order to increase the wheel tax, the county commission will review that. They had a couple readings of that. A few people showed up in opposition, but they decided to go ahead and increase the wheel tax. Once that's done, then the people have 20 days to file a petition to appeal that, which they've done. So it'll be on the ballot. I believe the scheduled for that is November 3rd with, I think, absentee voting started September 18th. So you could already go in and vote for the wheel tax, but the actual official election day will be November 3rd.
If the voters vote this down, where does that leave the county as far as... Because there was a tie-in here to some federal funding?
Not federal.
Or state funding.
State dollars. Part of the state gas tax, the governor basically brought this issue up in the last legislative session and talked about that. So that he set aside a pot of money that the counties can get access to help with the roads and bridges. But the state governor decided that, you know, there should be some buy-in from the county. So we're going to make this money available on a competitive basis. And if you are collecting more money in the wheel tax, your chances of getting this money is a lot better. And Beetle County really has a significant issue, you know. And again, that's the highway director, Merle Hansen, talks about that. He talks about the age of the bridges, how many bridges we have in Beetle County, how many miles of road. I think we have more miles of road than almost any county surrounding us. So they have a lot of work to do, but we don't have a lot of money to do it. And obviously the increase in cost of doing roads has greatly increased over the last couple of years, but our wheel taxes remain the same for 20, 25 years. It's never been increased.
We will take a final break and return to close out this month's edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.